Governments and officials around the world are hoping COVID-19 vaccines can create herd immunity to protect large populations. Some experts predict that giving a vaccine to just 2/3 of a population could protect whole communities or nations. But the effectiveness of such efforts is highly dependent on what the vaccines will be able to prevent. Herd immunity happens when a large percentage of a community, the herd, becomes immune to a disease, making the spread of disease from person to person unlikely. As a result, the whole community becomes protected, not just those who are immune, the Mayo Clinic notes on its website. But there are still many open questions about herd immunity and COVID-19 vaccines. For example, will the first vaccines be able to stop the spread of the virus or just stop people from getting sick? How many people in a population will accept a vaccine? Will vaccines offer the same protection to everyone? Josep Janza is an expert at the Stockholm-based European Center for Disease Prevention and Control. Herd immunity is sometimes wrongly understood as individual protection, Janza told the Reuters news agency. He added, herd immunity refers to community protection, not to how an individual is protected. One of the central questions about herd immunity and COVID-19 is the reproduction rate, or R-value, of the virus that causes it. R-value is a measure of how many people get the virus from an average infected individual in environments where no restrictions are in place. For example, an R-value of 2 means an infected person would be expected to pass the virus on to 2 other people. Winfried Pickel is a professor at the Medical University of Vienna. The problem is that, for now, we don't know exactly how fast the virus spreads without any precautions and with the normal travel and social activities we had a year ago, Pickel told Reuters. Health experts have noted that anything less than 100% vaccine efficacy would require an increase in vaccinations to reach herd immunity. Early data on the leading COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna suggests only about 90% efficacy. Amesh Adalja is with the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. He said a good target for immunity in the United States would be to have more than 70% of the population vaccinated. But the number could go up if vaccines are less effective, he added. The ECDC uses an estimated herd immunity level of 67% for its models. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel said this month that COVID-19 restrictions there could be lifted once 60 to 70% of the population reached immunity. World Health Organization experts have also suggested a 65 to 70% vaccine coverage rate as a way to reach population immunity through vaccination. Experts say another important question is whether vaccines can stop the spread of the coronavirus, which causes the disease COVID-19. Evidence so far suggests the first COVID-19 vaccines will at least stop people from developing the disease. But it cannot be ruled out that people will still catch the virus and pass it on to others. Bodo Plachter is a professor and deputy director of the Institute of Virology at Germany's Mainz University Teaching Hospital. Plachter said that respiratory infections can be hard to block completely with vaccines, although the shots are expected to reduce the amount of virus that is moving around. It may well be that vaccinated people will shed fewer viruses, he said. But it would be a mistake, he added, to think that vaccination alone can suppress a pandemic. I'm John Russell.